Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear. The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Have you ever heard the phrase, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels? Well, I believe in this phrase so much, in fact, that I might as well just get it tattooed on my body. Is that if you listen along to this show, well, then you already know that I constantly and continuously use the phrase, that hot jock top that you've been eyeing on your Grindr grid for weeks. He's so hot, so immaculate, that you don't even bother to tap him or even look at his profile because you don't even want him to know that you're remotely interested, because you just know that if you do, it's definitely going to be a heavy set case of rejection. And so why bother with all of that mental mindfuck? But then one day, to your complete and total shock, it just so happens that that hot jock top taps you and then sends you a series of messages saying that they want you to come over for a fuck. And you're completely shocked, mind blown. You can't believe that this prime, pristine, beautiful boy wants you, of all people, to go over to his house for a fuck. Like, how is this even possible? He's so far beyond out of your league. I mean, he's literally like a solid 9. You're kind of like hanging out at a solid 6 or 7. So you're pretty attractive. You're above average. But again, how is this guy who could literally grace the cover of every single one of those fucking Abercrombie and Fitch catalogs possibly be interested in you? Okay, so take all of that I just described from past exposés for that hot jock top and take it to that next level. So you guys, this guy was like the perfect specimen. Like, perfection doesn't even remotely close to describe how beautiful this guy was. Like, abs for days, like muscles everywhere, like not one stitch of like fat or love handles were anywhere remotely on his body to be found. An ass that you could bounce a quarter off of, all of those pretty boy features all over his face. He was the perfect guy of all time. A solid 12, you guys. And he was hitting on you. You just couldn't believe it. And as I walked up to meet him at that meeting spot in Harvey Milk Plaza by the Muni station on the corner of Castro and Market, and as I walked up and saw him there waiting, I saw that he was even more attractive than his photos even described. And I still couldn't believe that this beautiful, pristine, like top tier prime specimen, grade A slab of prime rib, just hot jock top for days. I just couldn't believe that this guy actually wanted me. Well, it turns out, you guys, nothing really came of it. We did become really good friends, and it was around Pride season this specific year. And as we continued to develop our friendship and get to know each other, I'll never forget that text messaging thread that morning as long as I live. It was literally like the Friday morning of that Pride weekend, and we were texting back and forth, as we started to do normally in our regular everyday ritualistic routine. And he had just so happened to mention that he wanted to lock himself in his room, hide, and just not come out for the entire weekend because all the boys were coming into town to celebrate Pride, and they were all hot, and they were all perfect, and they were all gorgeous, and they made him feel less than. I couldn't even believe the words as the text popped before my eyes. It didn't make any sense. This boy was so beyond gorgeous. How could he possibly ever feel insecure about his looks in regards to other gay men? So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill, and let's explore the entire notion of what it means when I say nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loudmouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, bopper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that really just is the most crazy and outlandish get thin quick scam that you've ever heard of out in the podcast world. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's expose, we explore the entire notion of what it means when I say nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Body dysmorphia is the topic of conversation this week. And I know if you consider yourself to be a gay man, that you have, even if it's just the slightest, like, glitter-sized ounce of body dysmorphic issues, you definitely have had it. Some of us have it a lot more than others. And I will say this, I have definitely been through my fair share of fucked up body dysmorphic issues to a place where I've done so much crazy shit, you guys are not gonna believe it. And I'm revealing all of it this week. And, you know, the guy at the opening story that I talked about, the friend of mine, where it sort of started romantically, but it ended up being like a situation where we just, you know, became friends. And, you know, he was so beyond perfect in ways that I don't even think that I could possibly describe on this show. Like model, Abercrombie and Fitch model, like just the world's most perfect and pristine specimen, like 0% body fat, muscles everywhere, beautiful pretty boy face, just so gorgeous, so perfect, so dreamy. I mean, we would walk down Castro Street together and I would see all the heads turning his way. But yet when all the hot guys from out of town came into San Francisco for that Pride weekend, he suddenly was like just slapped in the face with all of this riddling, insecure, like dysmorphia moments that he was like struggling with in his mind. And even the most pristine and perfect looking guy in this world struggles with body dysmorphia. You guys, it's a real thing. It's a very fucking real thing. And I'm going to go into all the reasons why we should just forget about all of this bullshit. And why is a society, we should just like focus on the things in life that are more important than abs and like 2% body fat and like Botox and Brazilian butt lifts and all of the shit that I do plan on doing in my future. But like, we really just need to focus on what's more important in life. And this is just coming from a very wise perspective, from somebody who has, you know, let's just say crossed that 40-year stretch in life. And so I do feel that I have a little bit of wisdom to offer in this topic of conversation this week. So I'm just going to tell you all the shit that I put myself through. And what do you in your regular everyday ritualistic life do to maintain your fit and thin vibe that you try to exude in your day-to-day life as a gay man? That's the question that was asked this week to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there this week. So we'll collect some of those answers, and you guys are going to have to forgive my voice. I was really fucking sick for the last week, and my voice just is like fucked up. And so I might not be able to hit those high notes that you're so used to hearing on this show this week. It's just a little scratchy. So just forgive the fucked up voice, but we're just going to get that point across regardless. The show must go on, so let's just get into it this week. But first, before we actually see that brand new brand of like $90 like diet pills, and you think to yourself, oh my God, is this the one? Is this the new diet pill that's actually going to make me get skinny without having to ever go back to the gym? Only to find that it absolutely did nothing for your waistline. First, let's hop into this week's re-expose. Welcome to this week's re-expose, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, oh God. Fuck! What the fuck was I even trying to say there? Ugh, Jesus, what a goddamn mess! That definitely merits a re-expose. All right, you guys, calm the fuck down. All right, so listen, I need to clarify one thing about last week's expose: the hotter the body, the more selfish the top. Listen. Oh, God, I don't even know where to begin. Okay, so I was not in any way trying to say that if a guy is hot, that automatically makes him a selfish top. I feel like a lot of you came for me in regards to thinking that that was the message I was trying to portray. But if you listened very carefully along to the expose, my whole point was that I was kind of sharing that in my experience, because for some fucking reason, I don't really know what it is, and I was actually having a casual conversation with one of my friends. We were catching up over drinks like a few weeks back. And I was kind of telling him, I was like, you know, in regards to like my Grindr hookups, I always get super fucking hot guys, like the nines, the tens. And I don't really know how, because like, I feel like, you know, I'm attractive, but I'm definitely not a nine or a 10. And so the fact that these guys like want me is just, I still to this day can't possibly understand it. It's always for a Grindr hookup. If it's a guy that wants to date, this is never the case. But my whole point was like, I was trying to compare and contrast the entire notion of these guys who are just so hot and are just only hooking up on Grindr, and they're only going through all of these bottoms like as if it's a revolving fucking door. And those tend to be the ones that, generally speaking, are the selfish tops. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they all were. That's not what I was saying. So can I please just make that very fucking clear? I'm not saying that all hot jock tops are selfish. That's not what I meant. So just take that out of your head. That's not what I was going at. And it was just my personal experience, my gay expose. And it was just an overall average statement that I was like portraying in this moment. And it was really actually kind of funny because in my gay walk of shame era, it was like kind of towards the later part of that era. And the more confident I got in myself, the more hotter the guys I got. And then it just became very that. And yes, just for the record, several times, in fact, excuse me, I have done that thing where he pulls out, he starts getting dressed, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And so then I'll just lay on his bed and just jerk myself off until I come. And a lot of times they just stare at me like, what the fuck are you fucking doing? But not one time has anyone ever tried to kick me out, told me to leave, none of it. It's worked like a charm. So if you have a selfish top situation, the next time you hook up with a guy, give it a go. Oh, God. Sometimes I wish people would just listen to the details in the story. Because I got all these messages saying that I was, you know, pigeonholing a certain stereotype of guy in the community. And that's definitely not what was happening. Re-listen through, listen to the detailed information that I expressed in the expose, and you'll find out that I am not generalizing any one target market. Get it? Well, now you do. So one last thing before we segue into the rest of this week's expose, you guys go over to three different options. You have three ways to get this shit done this week. Go to RAONIWashburn.com. That's RonnieWashburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or now the newly debuted BossyPowerBottom.com, and pick your Bossy Power Bottom wear piece for your next gay or upcoming Pride event. Listen, I get that June Pride Month, it's almost over. We're heading into the latter part of the year, but that doesn't mean that you can't rock that fucking shit at Dory Alley in July or Folsom Street Fair in September. So get it now. Don't be that person that can't get the one that you want because it's sold out. RonnieWashburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or BossyPowerBottom.com. Get it now. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation, that just so happens to have a slightly dysmorphic themed undertone, first, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as you, the listeners. What do you do in your day-to-day life in efforts to remain and or work towards that fit and thin moment? So let's get some of those responses now. Michael says, I try to work out every day and keep an eye on my calorie intake. Although I will say, lately it's been a lot less working out and a lot more eating without keeping an eye on that calorie intake. Mar says, walks, yoga, and smoothies. I also monitor my alcohol consumption. Sergio says, I try really hard to cut out sugar, but I still drink way too much overall. Will says, intermittent fasting only allowing myself to eat in 5 to 6 hour windows, usually starting around 1 and finishing no later than 7. Also, bread only once a week. Morgan says, I used to be an avid runner when I was younger, but as I get older, my interests have changed to focus a little bit more on fashion and just working more. But usually before a trip to SF, I just try to eat less and drink more water. Then typically I just don't eat really in SF and just drink alcohol. Okay, so this is really fucking good advice, by the way, just for the record. But Morgan continues. Pretty much I lose weight while I'm there, and that usually seems to work. Also, I don't feel the need to try to work out or exercise since I'm not trying to impress any guys. There's too much competition in general there. I'm Asian, short, 5'6", 0.5, petite and slim, 125 pounds. There's plenty of guys like that in SF. For the most part, I don't really get guys interested in me. Well, Morgan, I have a feeling that if you visit San Francisco more, you might find that people are actually into exactly what you just described. I'd be willing to put money on it. Matthew says, conscious eating. Lori says, now the new life of having a toddler. I try to walk at least a mile during work hours and eat a high-protein breakfast and lunch and no snacking. The old life got the gym and I was doing at least 30 minutes of cardio and an hour of weights 4 times a week. My straight brother Ryan says as follows. Food and whiskey are too important to me. I work out 5 days a week and have an active job. But all that does is just maintain this shitty body. Oh, I hear that. Timothy says, forcing myself to exercise at least 4 to 5 days a week. James says, my answer is very boring. Working out and eating healthy. But it works for me. Alex says, went hiking today. And then he sent me like 4 photos of the actual hike itself. And I have to say, he's looking pretty damn good. So whatever you're doing, girl, it's working. Tracy says, veganism has helped me lose so much weight, and that's how I try to maintain my body. Just as a disclaimer, I actually kind of work in an environment where there are a lot of vegan options. And I will say this, there are so many soy-based fake meat substitute situations out there that are almost worse for you than eating actual food, just for the record. So if you're vegan, this is a little known fact. The soy-based shit is like, it actually creates man booby moments. Did you know that? Men out there, man boobies are from too much soy. Almost always, almost exclusively, mark my words, trust me, I've done the research. Marcus says, I try very hard to go to the gym at least 4 days a week, and I try not to eat after 7 p.m. each day. That usually works for me. But when I go off that routine, I do notice a fluctuation. Abraham says, diet, gym, and resist alcohol and desserts, which are, by the way, my absolute weakness. I could live off donuts and cake. In your famous words, bitch, you can go to the gym and burn off a donut, but alcohol is a different story. Can you tell that, like, Abraham and I have had plenty of therapy sessions in regards to this exact topic of conversation? Paul says, eating my sandwiches with just one piece of bread. Victor says, eat dick. Listen, I know this bitch is trying really hard to like just counter my question with something that he thinks that isn't going to relate to the topic of conversation. But truth be told, eating dick definitely burns calories. So I'm rolling with it. Kyle says, well, I try to eat healthy. Sometimes I will walk a lot, but not a whole lot, actually. haven't been to the gym since before COVID. Fit and thin feels like an unattainable social pressure that you'll never really reach, and the quest to get there can bring you to the point of self-hatred. I try to be happy with the body that I have, although it can be hard. I certainly try not to judge anyone else regardless of their body type. And this actually is coming from a bitch that I have seen naked firsthand. And he has a very fit and thin body. So this just goes to show that there are people that are out there that are fit and thin and still struggle with their bodies. It's real. Kevin says, absolutely nothing. Oh my God. I should never pre-read ahead, especially when it's Kevin, because this bitch, okay. So Kevin says, oh my God, this fucking bitch. Kevin says as follows, absolutely nothing. I do nothing, and yet still I'm fit and thin. Oh my God. From somebody who knows this bitch like the back of my hand, I can say with full fucking confidence, he has probably the worst diet of anyone I know. He drinks his fucking face off and he has abs for days. He's one of those fucking bitches. Don't we all just fucking hate her? So this is the part where I usually say, and as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant cluster fuck of really just all over the place. But this week, they're really not. They were pretty evenly divided. I mean, we had most people say that it was like dietary regimen related. And then the other half of the people, it was like their fitness regimen. And then there's fucking Kevin, who says he does absolutely fucking nothing. Oh, God. And, you know, honestly, what kind of blows my mind is, as I'm sitting here getting all these answers from people, I'm starting to realize that some of the shit that I've put myself through is probably so much more extreme than I even fully understand. So you're about to find out exactly what it is I'm talking about right now, but don't worry. If you didn't get your answer read this week, just continue to follow on Instagram at ExposingMyGay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And also, just as a side note, if you feel as though you've missed the weekly story question on Exposing My Gay on Instagram, then you can also find it each and every week lying on the Listen tab of MyGayExposePodcast.com. So with that, let's find out all the extreme measures that I've done over the course of the last like two fucking decades, because in my head, I'm telling myself nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. You guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow My Gay Exposé Podcast to get to that next best thing. send me a body pic. I know you've gotten that message at least once, if not more, in your life. It's definitely on your Grindr grid. It's definitely coming from that hot jock top that you've been eyeing on your Grindr grid for weeks. And he's so far beyond out of your league as it is. And that sentence, I could so do without that sentence because, like, I know my body's not perfect. It definitely doesn't look like his. And if I send this photo over, is that just going to kill the entire interaction in this moment? Is he not going to let me come over? Is he going to block me directly following my body pic that I send to him? You know, body dysmorphia is a very fucking real thing. And I don't think I have to tell any of you that Grindr definitely does its part in like creating those moments in our mind where we're all fucked in the head about our bodies and really will just do just about anything to exude that fit and thin demeanor. And whatever we have to do in order to get to that place, we fucking do it. No matter how crazy or ridiculous or how much it costs or any of it, we all do it. Okay, maybe that's just me. I don't know about you. I can't speak for all of you out there, but I definitely have struggled with my fair share of body dysmorphia over the years. You know, coming from the background that I have talked about on the show so many times, like in the past, I've talked about, you know, the rejection episode where every aspect of my life leading into adulthood was just like rejection after rejection after rejection for various different reasons. And like just struggling with all of those personal insecurities and just like not ever feeling like I belong to any one specific group or like that anybody like loves me or cares about me and just not understanding why I'm an outsider. And then you just start to pick yourself apart as you stand there looking at yourself in the mirror each and every day and wondering what it is about you that just makes you such an outcast, such a loner, like rejected constantly. Like, what is it about you that creates that? I countless times I've asked myself those questions and I don't really even know if I have the answers. But when a guy send me a body pic to you on Grindr, I mean, it sends this like triggering like message to my mind that just like makes me replay all of those insecure moments. And I just don't even want to go there. I will likely block that hot jock top right after he sends that message for my own personal reasons. And he may not know why. Or maybe he just thinks that I'm overweight and I'm insecure. And that's probably an accurate call. So that's probably what's happening in that moment. But listen, I struggle with body dysmorphia in ways that I don't even know if I can express on this show. Like, I have put my body through it. And I'm going to talk about all of the things that I've done to myself just to create the illusion that I am somehow fit, thin, desirable, young looking, just whatever I have to do to get that message across to anybody, even if it's just a slight message, I will do it. Regardless of the cost, regardless of how much harm it does to my body, I have done just about everything. And, you know, this might not be something that every gay struggles with, but I do have to feel like on some level, like a lot of people do struggle with this very thing. You know, the guy from the opening story, I just could not believe for the life of me that he would be struggling with body dysmorphia. I mean, he was so beyond perfect. I just couldn't even find not one flaw on anywhere on his body. Like, he was the most pristine, perfect looking specimen of all time. I just didn't get it. It was crazy. But again, dysmorphia, very real in the gay community. And I do feel like Grindr is to blame for a lot of that. And I don't think Grindr as a company is to blame for that. I just feel like it creates a platform where people are sort of allowed to hide behind their phones and create these like rules that if your body doesn't meet my standards, then I'm just going to block you. And it just creates all of this fucking mental health bullshit that we all struggle with in our lives. Instagram's no better. I mean, how many hot bodied, near nude, naked models do you follow on Instagram? I mean, I can pretty much tell you that I follow more near nude men that wear no clothes on a regular basis on Instagram than actual friends that I follow on Instagram. It's that intense. But every time I look at one of those hot bodied Instagram models, I think to myself in my mind, even if it's just in a subconscious way, why does my body not look like that? I don't think porn is any better either, because you're sitting there trying to get off to a porn. And I often find myself thinking in that moment as I'm like trying to like jerk off, like, why? Why does my body not look that good? Why does my ass not look that good? I mean, okay, well, my ass does look really good, just for the record. I mean, look at your fucking podcast art. Hello? But like, why do I not have all those ripples? Why do I not have all those muscles? Why do I not have those set of abs? Like, why? Why do I not look like that porn star? You know, friend of the show, Dorinda Kenny, her and I, you know, being best friends for like the last 17 plus years, we have struggled together as friends and bonded over our mutual like mental health issue in regards to body dysmorphia. We're both very body dysmorphic. And I think she was the first person in my life where I was able to actually talk about this kind of shit to somebody and not feel like she was judging me and like her the same to me. Like, we just opened up a lot about our like body image issues, even to a place where there were a lot of times where she would like point stuff out about herself. And I'm like, bitch, please, you look so fucking good. And she'd say the same shit to me too. But like, we both knew that even though we were like trying to pay each other a compliment, that we were still going to maintain that mindset of just being so fucking unhappy with our bodies. In my mid-20s, I gained a lot of fucking weight. I don't really know what was going on in my life. I definitely was struggling with the gay thing and I wasn't quite out just yet. But I do remember I got really fucking big. And I think my biggest wake-up call was a group of friends and I went to the California State Fair and we just took a bunch of photos. And I remember seeing those photos and just looking at myself and just being absolutely fucking beyond mortified. And I just could not believe that I had gotten that big. It's just, it's almost as if I had just lived my life the way that it was. And I had gone, you know, to the stores and I had bought bigger pant sizes and shit and larger like shirt sizes. And I don't know if I just like wanted to ignore the fact that I was having to actually consciously buy larger sizes. I would just pretend like it wasn't there and I was just like trying to sweep it under the rug or some shit like that. But I definitely was a big boy back then. I remember like not being happy and just being like kind of like I was segueing into depression with my weight and just not understanding why I had allowed myself to get so big. And I went with a group of friends to Planet of the Apes. Now, this movie was done by Mark Wahlberg, which if you remember from past exposés, he was the very first time when I saw him in that Calvin Klein underwear ad in just his underwear and his beautiful, gorgeous, chiseled body. And I was 10 years old and I got my very first boner of all time. And I just was like, wow, I want that. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means to be gay, but whatever that is, I want that. And I knew that Mark Wahlberg was the first moment that I discovered that I was gay. I mean, I can acknowledge that looking back on it now. But of course, another like milestone moment where I decided to change my fucking life. I go to the fucking Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. And there was just one scene where he like ejected from the ship and he just like landed in the sand. He sort of rolled around and how he landed, however the like camera was focusing in on the frame, it just so happened to catch his body at a certain light. And I remember looking at his body and it was just so fucking perfect. It had those lats and just the abs and just gorgeous. And I remember consciously thinking in that movie theater, wow, I need to, like, I want to look like that. I don't know why I'm looking down at my, like, fat rolls in this moment at this theater. I don't know how I let myself go this bad. I don't know what I did. But long story short, that's when I feel like the dysmorphic issues just really started to seep into my mind. Like, suddenly I was on a mission to lose weight, and whatever I needed to do, I was going to fucking do it. So here are all the things that I decided that I was going to try in order to lose all of this weight. And some were like the right way of doing things, but most were the absolute wrong way of doing things. And yes, I was just that fucked up enough in my head to pursue all of these things. So when I did finally fucking come out of the closet, by the way, this dysmorphic mindset just like heightened times 10, because suddenly I learned about this like body image that I was supposed to maintain as a gay man. And I was supposed to be fit, thin, and fuckable. And that was what I felt like I was supposed to be. So I just would do just about anything, like literally like the craziest fucking shit. And even as I like look at this list that I have to like tell you right here in this moment, I can't believe that I've put myself through most of this bullshit. All right, so let's just get into it. So I started out the right way. I had a friend who was starting up his own personal training business back in Sacramento at the time, and he basically agreed to take me on a discounted rate. I did lose most of like the super like huge amounts of fat from that experience. But after a while, I was running into some financial situations that weren't allowing me to afford that anymore. But I had already lost up to, I think it was like 20 to 25 pounds at that point. So I was already like on the way to like getting myself to that place. But I definitely wasn't fully happy with my body. So that's when I turned to diet pills. Back then, there was this diet pill that came out on the market that I don't know if it was called ephedra, but that was like the main ingredient. And you guys, this shit was like so hardcore and intense that it basically like, if you took it as often as you should, first of all, there was warnings all over the bottle that if you took too much of it, that it was like you could die. So basically it was like warning you not to like take too many pills. If I think of this specific brand that I bought, if I'm not mistaken, you were only allowed to take up to 2 pills a day, and you had to make sure that it was spread at least 6 hours apart from each other. There were very explicit directions because I think the reason, well, okay. So basically this shit, you were never hungry. You like basically lost weight off your body. It just like melted off your body pretty much. I remember when I was on this, it was back when my brother got married, and I was in his wedding party. And I remember looking years later back at those wedding photos and seeing how fucking skinny I was. I looked so gross, you guys. Unhealthy, disgusting. I just looked like a fucking skeleton. It was so bad and such the worst thing for my body. I know that now. I was very unhealthy, skinny. But the worst part about it is that obviously they banned ephedra because I guess like a couple kids in Texas died or some shit like that, you know, from overdosing on it or whatever, like clearly not reading the instructions on the bottle. So they ruined it for the rest of us, and they like made it a thing where ephedra was no longer legal. So that being said, all of the diet pills that even still to this day are currently on the market that were around back then that had ephedra in their ingredient base, they were no longer allowed to make their product with ephedra. Like Hydroxycut is a good example. Like they had an ephedra-based pill that worked just as well. I somehow, through a friend, found an illegal bottle of pills that I was getting on a regular basis that basically allowed me to shrink up to that super skinny, disgusting looking level. But the thing was, is like, I didn't want to look that skinny after seeing those photos. I was like, oh God, I mean, I want to lose weight, yes, but I don't want to look like I'm a fucking AIDS patient or like I'm a skeleton, because that's really what I fucking looked like. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, my sister-in-law told me years later that her parents asked her if I actually had AIDS, because obviously that's an ignorant, like, thing to say. But I mean, I did kind of fucking look like an AIDS patient. Like, my face was all sunk in. My wrists were like the size of like my thumb. Like, it was really bad. Like, I mean, it was terrible. But the worst part about that pill is once the ephedra was banned and you could no longer take it, all of that weight that you lost came right back. So you were right back to the place that you started. And all of those other pills that continue to develop, like, non-ephedra-based formulas, they've never been good. You know, even to this day, I regularly buy Hydroxycut because I think it's just something, like, my fucked up mind can't, like, handle not being on some sort of, like, diet pill. I think I have to, like, have that feeling in my body for that, like, 2 hours that it's in your system to make you feel like you're getting thinner, even though maybe you're not, because those pills are kind of all bullshit now. Like, I still feel like I felt like I have to take it. I mean, now I use them for my early morning runs and I pop one so that it gives me a burst of energy so that I can actually do the run. That's the sole reason why I'm buying them to this very day. But I definitely was buying them for a very different reason a few years back. And so, I mean, I can openly acknowledge that that's actually why I bought them, because it was almost as if I was addicted to diet pills, as crazy as that sounds. It's a very real fucking thing. The next stupid, like, series of events that I did to sort of create this body dysmorphic moment in my life was none other than the diet. Now, you guys, listen, I have done every single fucking crash diet that you could ever possibly imagine in this world. Like, vegetarianism, veganism, high protein Atkins diets, South Beach diet, Weight Watchers. What's the one? There's the one where it's like all high protein and you have to like actually count. There's so many different like crazy fucking diets. Keto, that's what I was thinking of, keto. Tried that. Literally, I have put my body through all these ups and downs, sideways, back and forth, all of it. I have tried every fucking diet, and I could tell you all the goods and bads of all of them. And, you know, I just realized after going through all of that and some of them working and some of them not working, and then realizing that once you got off them, like, you just gained all the weight back. Really, at the end of all of it, just a healthy diet with a like fair amount of carbs and a high amount of protein and vegetables and exercise was the real way to maintain your body. And it's not going to be overnight. It's definitely something that you have to work on for a regular basis, but I wasn't willing to do it. I wanted that, like, get thin quick, whatever it was out there that was endorsing you losing weight. I was like buying stock in the fucking company, basically, because that's how much I needed that in my life. And the worst part about this whole diet scenario is, and as much as I hate to admit this, for several years, in fact, for many of my like parties that I've thrown here in the Castro, or any of the gay pride events, any of like Folsom Street Fair, Dory Alley, any reason to like put on a fucking crop top and booty shorts and basically like walk around like a complete and total slut, like the sluttiest outfit of all time, I was in. And I was starving myself leading into those events by doing none other than the Master Cleanse, which I've talked about on the show a few times. But basically, it's like lemon juice, Grade B maple syrup, and cayenne pepper for those not in the know. And literally all you can drink is that and water, and like that's it. It's supposed to be for 10 days, but I would often do it for up to 2 weeks at a time. And I'm here to tell you, it was the most miserable nightmare 2 weeks of my entire life. But, you know, when I did get into those fucking thong-esque booty shorts and crop top and like partied my way through that event, whatever it was, I was hot. All the right body parts in all the right places. But again, you know, the second you start eating real food, all the weight just slowly starts to come back. And I know that I overdid it on that so many times. I actually had a boyfriend in my past who I did this several times when I was with him. And I remember one specific moment where he was calling me for some reason. We had plans for the day or some shit like that. And I was on like day 5 or something on this diet. And I had lost a shit ton of weight, but I was so miserable in my head that he called me and he was like, I don't know. He was trying to change our plan. I don't remember what he was doing, but I just like lost my temper and I lost my shit on him. I started yelling at him. I hung up the phone, threw my phone on my bed. And then I kind of stopped for a moment, opened my eyes and realized like, ooh, what was that? What was that? Ooh, I just lost my shit. But why? Like I had no real reason to lose my shit. Oh, it's because I'm not eating food. Okay. I think that was the first time I realized after like that being literally like probably the 25th time that I've done that diet consecutively over the course of like any of these events that I had to go to, where I kind of realized it was time to just fucking stop that shit altogether. And that was it. But I've also done all of the eating disorders. And if any of you out there are struggling with eating disorders, my encouragement to you is just to get help, because this is a real thing for a lot of people. I've definitely dabbled in bulimia, anorexia. I mean, I've pretty much done it all. Like I have done everything to really just try my very best to get like skinny and fit and just be desired by other gay men. And you know, at the end of all of it, I'm here right now telling you that the only way that you can maintain your body is by a fair, balanced diet and exercise. And that's it. It takes a while. You have to stick with it. But that is the only way and the healthiest way to do all of this and to like maintain your body in a way. Listen, I am running like 5 to 6 days a week sometimes, and I'm running like between 8 and 11 miles a session. And I have never felt better, not only physically, I'm fitting into clothes I haven't been able to fit into for like 2 years. I'm loving my new body. I am feeling so much better in my head mentally. Everything is just working out so much better for me. I know I look 1,000 times better. I know that like guys are looking at me as I walk down Castro Street. I am getting so much more attention. My confidence is like, all of it is tying in together and it is working for me in the right ways. But I definitely did like my fair share of like putting in the work. You just have to put in the work. So everything that I've talked about here, all of this struggle, all of these body dysmorphic issues, just the pressure that you feel from every single member of the gay society today that's telling you that you're supposed to be fit, you're supposed to be thin. That guy that's sending you that Grindr message that says, send me a body pic, and you just spiral into this like PTSD moment of like all of these emotions that begin to resurface. Fuck all of that shit and do what is best for you, because at the end of all of it, you are all you have in your life. And that's it. What do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops or bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. Okay, listen, I'm just going to break it down for you in the most simplest of ways. Don't do any of the fucked up things that I've done to my body over the course of the last like 2 fucking decades to try to create the illusion that somehow I'm fit and thin. And I'm really just super fucking unhealthy. I mean, think about my brother's wedding photos. Like, think about that nightmare, about how sunk in my face was, how members of the wedding party asked my sister-in-law if I was an AIDS patient. Like, just don't do any of those unhealthy get thin quick scams. because I'm here to tell you, they're all fucking scams. They're all, you do them, they work temporarily. But the second you stop, all of that weight comes right back to the way that it was. And then your mind goes right back to that fucked up place that it was before. And listen, I'm here to tell you, if you really do severely struggle with body dysmorphic issues and you feel like you just are trapped and there's no way out and you need some help, contact the necessary resources in your area to get some help. Even if it's just like a therapist, that could be the biggest like saving grace that you could ever possibly imagine that might help you through that body dysmorphic journey. This is a very serious and a very real thing. And even though I tried to make light of some of the shit that I've done to myself in the past, it's not a joke. It's not like something that should be taken very lightly. It's a very serious, real thing. People are like putting their bodies through it. People are dying from this shit. And it's a very unhealthy state of mind. And I just want for every one of you out there to just understand fully that no pride parade with a crop top and a pair of booty shorts is worth putting your body through all of that shit, putting your mind through all of that fucked up mental mind fuck bullshit. Just do what's right for you. Figure out your caloric intake versus your exercise routine and your metabolism. Divide by two, carry the one. And there you go. You've got the perfect formula to figure out how to like maintain that fit and thin vibe and moment. But I just want to hear from you, the hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me what you think about all of this gay society, body dysmorphic bullshit, all the pressures involved with what it means to be gay. Like, tell me all about it. I really want to know. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know in regards to the show, including the official show question that is for the Your Gay Exposé segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out Bossy Power Bottom Wear at RonnieWashburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, and BossyPowerBottom.com, and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay or pride event. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will realize that all I really have to do is run a few times a week with you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.